This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. On the eve of the meeting between Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and President Joe Biden in San Francisco, undisclosed location, during the APEC meeting, a meeting on the sidelines, bilateral, to discuss, I welcome Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we welcome Bill Gertz, National Security Correspondent for The Washington Times, author of Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, and about to post Victory Over Communism, Season 2, Episode 13, examining how American Marxists, that is the Red Team, has teamed up with the Islamic radicals, that it would be the Green associated with Islam. Bill, a very good evening to you. Gordon, a very good evening to you. I get confused now about the ambition President Joe Biden has in all the issues he's going to raise with Xi Jinping, who, after all, Gordon, you have guided me to understand, is a beggar. He's got a pistol in one hand and his hat is out in the other for a tip. What is it that Mr. Biden aims to speak to Xi Jinping about when it comes to Islam, Gordon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Obviously, President Biden wants to avoid an escalation in the Middle East. He also wants the hostages back. He understands that Iran is behind the terrorist proxies. That would be Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi militia. And he knows that China would have a lot of influence in this. And President Biden would be certainly right in that regard.
So the president is going to talk to Xi Jinping about Xi Jinping talking to the Ayatollah, about the Ayatollah having influence over the terror gang of Hamas and their kidnapped victims. Is that the formula?
That's right.
Wow. Okay, Bill, your turn.
Yes. I was fortunate enough to be on a White House background call on the summit recently, and this came up. To me, it represents a fundamental misunderstanding on the part of the Biden administration and its senior advisors, especially those involved with policy. They repeated the mantra that they don't seek a cold war with China. Well, in fact, we are in a cold war with China. It's very clear that the Chinese are engaged in all types of low-level gray zone warfare. And the idea that somehow Xi Jinping is going to help the U.S. in the Middle East is totally flawed, because the Chinese would look forward to having the U.S. mired in a second indirect conflict in the Middle East, or possibly even a direct conflict. And it's a very dangerous situation, because the conditions for China to go against Taiwan are all in Beijing's favor. Here's an example of the poor thinking on the part of the Biden administration. Prior to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, they had detailed intelligence that the Russians were going to go. And the administration took this intelligence information and shared it with the Chinese, with the idea that China would somehow help the U.S. And you know what the Chinese did? They gave the intelligence to the Russians, which means that they could have compromised the sources of those intelligence. The Russians will now try to figure out how we got into their communications, basically. So that's the kind of naive approach to world affairs that we see in the Biden administration.
Gordon, you have a question for Bill.
Bill, you talked about sort of a Cold War already. But if we look back to the 1930s, there were wars around the world that eventually merged into what we now call World War II. If we look at the situation today, we see two large wars. We see insurgencies in North Africa fueled by Russia and China that look like a war. And it seems to me that when historians look back at this time, November 2023, they'll probably say that these were wars that merged into what they call World War III. Your comments?
Absolutely analogous to the current situation. From the background briefing I had on the summit, I think it was fairly vanilla and a lot of vague ideas about what was going to be broached and how they're going to deal with it. But the one thing that was very blunt was, and this was in the context of the senior officials saying that Biden would press Xi Jinping on the Middle East, the senior official said, we want China, because of its burgeoning relationship with Iran, to press them. And he said that if the Iranians intervene in somehow, that the U.S. is prepared to respond right away. And I think this highlights the kind of danger that we're facing right now. We have two aircraft carrier strike groups in the Eastern Mediterranean, along with an SSGN. That's a converted Ohio class nuclear missile submarine that carries now 154 Tomahawk missiles. We're also seeing low level attacks from Iranian proxies on forces in our guys in Syria. So situation is very dangerous, in my view.
Bill, is there any reason to believe that Xi Jinping would oblige Mr. Biden? Is there going to be a trade? We'll give you this if you give us that.
No, I don't see that at all. Again, it's wishful thinking. This whole idea of talking and thinking that this is going to produce some positive results in the relationship is a fundamental misunderstanding of the Marxist-Leninist ideological nature of the Xi Jinping regime. They have a goal. They have a plan. It's called the China Dream or the National Rejuvenation. And that goal cannot be achieved without diminishing the United States and ultimately defeating and destroying it. So they will look for ways through any kind of interaction to basically undermine and further weaken the United States, as they've been doing through fentanyl, through bullying regional allies like the Philippines, pressuring Japan. So, they've got to wake up to the fact that the Chinese aren't going to, we're not going to make progress in the relationship or open communications through this feckless idea of talking, whether it's through military to military talks or even a high level meeting with Xi Jinping. By the way, the format for this really supports Chinese propaganda, the summit in San Francisco, because it's not a real summit. It's basically a sideline meeting at the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. So this is, again, feeding into to Chinese propaganda. It's not Xi Jinping is not coming to meet Biden. Biden is flying to San Francisco to have this sideline summit with Xi Jinping.
Gordon, you have a question for Bill.
Bill, if we look at the January through September period of this year, the volume of China's purchases of Iranian oil is about 60% above what it was before the U.S. put sanctions on Iranian oil. It would seem to me that if we wanted to influence Iran, what we could do is start enforcing those sanctions on China for purchasing Iranian oil. Question is, why don't we do this? And this is not just a Biden question. Trump didn't do this either.
Yeah, I think, well, for the Biden administration, it's really a blind spot on Iran, that there's this idea that if we appease Iran, that this somehow is going to make Iran some type of a responsible stakeholder in the international system. Again, it's a fundamental misunderstanding of the Iranian regime, which, again, views the United States as the great Satan, Israel as the little Satan, and they're not going to cooperate. And yet they've appeased them, giving them billions of dollars. I think an even more important question is the Iranian military support to Iran. A lot of the Iranian weapons, more of the advanced weapons, radars, things like that, are coming from China or based on Chinese technology.
Gordon, a quick question about how Chinese propaganda will view this meeting. The president is asking China for help. Is that going to be interpreted? I'm trying to guess how that'll come across. The helpless, hapless American giant? Is that how it'll be portrayed? We need China's leadership.
There'll be an element of that, John. I mean, we've seen some Chinese propaganda about the summit. Basically, it's more focused on China and the United States as two large, major, important countries in the world needing to come together to establish a peaceful international system. So they haven't really focused yet on Biden asking Beijing for anything on the Middle East.
Bill Gertz is the national security correspondent for The Washington Times, author of Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. The new episode, Victory Over Communism, Season 2, Episode 13, about to be released. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.